Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show a few minutes after 6 on your Monday morning. Dan Buck in here along with me this morning, starting off his last week here of filling in for Kim St. Ange, who is expected to return next Monday, just in time for Dan to get some sleep before the Thanksgiving holiday and your big pop-ups and all that you got going on,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, Dasher's Dive Bar. That's all I did all weekend long was decorate. We unloaded a 20-foot box truck of 32 Christmas trees and had an army of volunteers. Folks in Newtown came out to help us deck the halls and walls of the marquee and getting ready for the Dasher's Dive Bar, which is the best, most fun, interactive pop-up you'll ever attend.
Nice.
I promise. Yeah. It'll be amazing this year.
Sounds good. Yeah. Lots going on there. As I was walking back into the studio here, running late as usual.
Quickly.
Running late as usual. They're like, ooh, you're moving better this morning.
You are moving better, man. I couldn't believe it. You got a little hop in your step.
In a lot of pain and just... covered it real well.
No, and he also came bearing gifts. He dropped some bit of honeys on my lap, which is awesome.
Yeah, I got to tell you the recovery, the way I feel even a week out now, well, technically 2 weeks out. It would have been 2 weeks yesterday when I had my accident. It's pretty amazing.
It's remarkable. I mean, you still have 3 broken ribs and 3 fractured additional ribs. It's insane that you're getting
around indeed.
As
and
well as you are.
I think that a higher power here, the good Lord, is looking over me because for the level of trauma that I received to my ribs, I should probably be laying in bed somewhere, barely being able to take a breath. And for some reason, that's not been my experience. From the get-go, they were pretty amazed. They claimed at how well I was tolerating the pain. But to be honest with you, it's been awful getting out of bed and stuff, all that at first. But as that soreness has started to go away, the pain is fairly minimal unless I sneeze or cough or something like that. So it's been a bit of a miracle.
Dude, you had 3 or 4 belly laughs already in the first hour of this show today, and I'm sitting there going, man, look at the dude. He's like belly laughing, cracking up, and he's not in excruciating pain, which is just for 2 weeks out is remarkable. It really is.
Well, thank you for that. I feel blessed to be in as good a shape as I am this morning, 2 weeks after smashing 6 ribs. Ouch.
Ouch.
I don't recommend it for anybody, to be quite honest.
By the way, the deer did not miss you this weekend, just so you know.
My hunting season is over, baby.
That's right.
My brother-in-law said, you know, we have a pop-up. We have one of those pop-up blinds. You could, like, sit in that. And I'm like, yeah, but I gotta be able to use my left arm to hold the gun, and I couldn't do that right now.
So give it a rest. Give the deer a break. You're not bagging any deer this
next
year.
Next season.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll get them next year, and besides, you know that Mark is an old Indian word for bad hunter. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm generally going deerless anyway, but
I would have thought
it's always
Mark
fun to go
Smith.
Sit in the woods.
I would have thought Mark Smith, right? I mean, that you were a marksman, maybe.
No. I mean, I'm a good shot. You just have to have something to shoot at. For some reason, they all disappear when I go out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. A buddy of mine before the rifle opened on Saturday, he got one on Friday with a bow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
He thought it was a 58, 59-yard shot. He paced it off. He walked it off. That's a long shot.
Yeah, that's
in
a good
archery.
Shot.
That's
you
a
bet.
Really good. And he said it was a death blow, too. He only made it
good
about 6 feet.
And a weird weekend, too, with temperatures in the 70s on Saturday. A lot of hunters were worried about that. It was so warm. And, of course, it cooled off a little bit on Sunday. But the season continues this week. If you know somebody that's at deer camp,
do you know Missouri ranks number one in the country for deer hunting? Did you know that?
I did not know that, really.
Yeah, for whitetail, obviously. But still, that's saying something. I mean, that's, you know, now northern counties apparently are the best.
That's where the big deer roam.
That's where the big one roam. But
up near Iowa.
Well, it was funny because I thought, well, Iowa must be two or three, right? No, Iowa was like 13th on the list that I saw.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had not
seen that list. That's in terms of total deer bagged in a year. Like they base it on size of the state, population, and number of registered hunters, and how many deer get tagged.
Not
so,
car deer accidents. We may be number one in that, too.
I bet we're probably number one in that, too.
I see them all over the place.
Oh, the Ozarks is ridiculous how many deer you see on the road.
That's why you got to thin them out.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
because that's deadly for people on the roadway.
Coming up, we will get to Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage. Of course, find out what his take is on these legal challenges now to opening up the Epstein list and all of that stuff, and the president's idea to send cash back to people. I guess he's going to have to go through Congress to do that on this health care thing. But we'll talk to Hans about all that for you coming up. Get a check of business before the hour is up. And all of that still ahead, including Tom Ackerman on Mizzou's big victory over the weekend. That's straight ahead for you. Right now, though, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Yeah, I mean, if we 6 months ago, if you thought about MAGA, it was by far and away the most ascendant, powerful part of the media ecosystem. And it really is a metastasizing hot mess right now. Almost all the leading figures in MAGA that have big followings on YouTube, podcasts, online, are at war with each other.
I don't know. Do you feel that way? I don't know. That's Jim Vanderhei. He runs Axios. So he's going to have a left-wing point of view on all of this. But, of course, what they're trying to gin up on the left is that MAGA and its base are at war right now. And I don't feel that way as a MAGA person.
As if the left is all harmony after they caved on the government shutdown. They're not at war with each other at all
over on the left. Nothing to see here. Thank you.
Yeah.
We know that we have a racist at the top. He has called himself the head law enforcement agent in this country, and therefore everybody has decided that it is okay to take off their hoods and mask up as ICE agents.
Jasmine Crockett, there she is. Let her speak, baby. Let her speak. Accusing ICE agents of being the equivalent of Klansmen tracking down escaped slaves during slavery.
Just mind-blowing.
I don't know how any human being can be that stupid.
Is it people believe it, really?
He didn't tell her not to run, but what she didn't say was that he sent her a poll privately, discreetly, and it had information in it. And it showed her down 20 points to John Ossoff.
Yeah, that's right. And that's one reason why Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the outs with Donald Trump. That is among some other things, I think. She's gone off the reservation a little bit. She now claims it's causing her death threats.
Greene said her life could be in danger because of the rhetoric.
Her life is in danger? Who's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think her life is in danger. I don't think, frankly, I don't think anybody cares about her. Okay.
traffic from the 97.
I'm sorry, we're not quite ready for Sue yet. You know, the thing about it is that is the mark of death for a Republican politician. When Donald Trump hangs a nickname on you, it's over with.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean you can't get redemption, because little Marco and all these people have made a comeback with Donald Trump. But you're on the outs. You're politically dead to Donald Trump once he hangs a nickname on you, until you come back into the fold. So Marjorie Taylor Greene can go on The View, and she can go on CNN, where they all suddenly love her. They were calling her a nut not a year ago, and now they are all embracing Marjorie Taylor Greene because they think they found a new ally in the fight against Bad Man Orange, or Orange Man Bad. Sorry.
Right. And she's, like you said, she just went off the reservation on several different issues. She's Epstein crazy. And again, the president over the weekend just said, let it go. Well, I mean, and he's saying release it. Who cares? There's nothing there.
I don't understand what's still to be released, but we'll see.
Yeah. If there is anything left, get it out there and let's be done with this. I'm so tired of hearing about Epstein. I mean, I'd like to see the people who committed these atrocious crimes convicted. But that doesn't seem to be happening.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Even with the release of this stuff,
and
they
victims.
May get tried in the court of public opinion. But
right.
If they haven't been tried now, 14, 15 years after this all happened, they're not going to be tried in a court of law.
And if there was anything on Donald Trump, you can bet the Biden DOJ would have released it in a live news conference, and they would have definitely tried to thwart the 2024. Actually, they had it in 2016 as well. They had information back then.
Yeah,
so
I would agree. All right.
And they clearly have nothing.
Coming up, we're going to, speaking of that and the legal ramifications of it, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky, legal expert and leader of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, according to J.J. Carafano. We're going to get to all that and more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just a minute. Stay tuned.
And we've been working like we have with the deputy director to unearth that. And as it relates to major investigations of public importance like the pipe bomber, again, I say, stay tuned. We reviewed every single investigation of public consequence, reopened them, reevaluated them, because we feel it cannot go untouched. We are not going to let these things lay by and allow the fake news media to run roughshod over us. Our indictments speak powerfully in court. If you don't believe us, just look at the response that the Eastern District of Virginia under Lindsey Halligan did to James Comey, and look at the notes and publication of evidence. That's the type of material we have, but we have to safeguard our prosecutions, because the ultimate accountability is with the verdict in a jury room.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, great to have Hans back with us on a Monday morning. That was Kash Patel, clearly, who said this weekend, we're not asking you to trust us, we're asking you to look at the results of what we're doing here. Are you satisfied with what you've seen, Hans?
Well, I think they've got evidence to show that James Comey, for example, did potentially lie to Congress about leaking information to the media, about not claiming not to know that the presidential campaign was the one that came up with the Steele dossier and was feeding it to the FBI. Their problem is, as you probably saw, is that Comey's lawyers are arguing that the acting U.S. attorney there was not properly appointed under federal law. And therefore, since she is the one who signed the grand jury indictment, the case needs to be dismissed. I don't know what the judge is going to do about that. If he rules in Comey's favor, what'll happen is he'll dismiss it without prejudice, which hopefully means that they can refile the grand jury proceedings with the right person signing it.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that. The other story there, I think Cash might have been referring to as well, was the January 6th pipe bombing incident. So, don't live in the Beltway. I would think that this would be a big story in Washington, D.C. Two pipe bombs, right, were found. One outside of the DNC, planted the night before January 6th, and now they think they've identified a suspect, although I don't know if I've seen her named officially yet. What's the reaction you've seen to that story?
Well, there's been almost no reaction, which is what you were just talking about, which is really strange. My offices aren't too far away from the RNC, the DNC, and with all of the cameras all around there, with all of the detection equipment they have, it was astonishing to me that they never supposedly were able to find who did it. The latest apparently has been one of the newspapers, conservative sources, one of the conservative newspapers in D.C. is the one that seemingly tracked this down and found that there was a former Capitol police officer in both locations when this occurred. So that may be what has generated this new investigation.
Yeah, I'll bet it has. Hans, the president's now calling for the Epstein stuff to be released. And of course, there's going to be a vote on it, I think, in the House, maybe as soon as today. What do we expect from all? Like Dan and I were talking about this earlier. It's been, 15 years since this happened? Even if you get a few names and you're convicting him in a court of public opinion, that doesn't mean there are going to ever be criminal charges.
No, that's right. And they have to be very careful in what they release, because the files apparently are filled with victims' names. And you can't release that. That has to be blacked out. Those victims, they don't want the public trauma of having to go through this again. Plus, look, a lot of this is going to be hearsay based on hearsay. Remember, last week, Democrats tried to release something, some communications that supposedly mentioned President Trump. In that case, they blacked out the name of a supposed victim, but everybody figured out who it was. And that woman actually publicly said, well, she hadn't seen Donald Trump do anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah. In her memoir and in interviews. So multiple,
that's right.
Multiple accounts. She said the president was not involved in any bad way, that he did not act improperly when the one time she had met him.
Yeah, but it's just amazing. I tell you, Hans, always great having you on, my friend. Have a great week.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hans von Spakovsky there from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. And good to get his legal opinion on a lot of these hotly contested issues, for sure. All right, coming up, I think we're going to welcome Nicole Murray back into
is
the fold.
Is she back?
After going to what, Thailand? Is that where she was?
Peru, or no.
Where?
Philippines?
The Philippines,
there we go.
Yeah, all right, Ethan's on it. We'll talk to her when we get back in a minute. Stay tuned. So, lots of questions still remaining regarding Thomas Crooks, the guy that shot at and wounded the president and killed another man and wounded several people at his Butler, Pennsylvania rally. And you may be asking yourself, like I do from time to time, that really went quiet in a hurry. It was an assassination attempt on the now sitting president of the United States, a former president running for re-election. How'd the guy get on the roof? Why was that roof not covered? How in the world did all of this happen? And it doesn't seem that there have been any good answers to that.
Yeah.
And Miranda Devine, who writes for the New York Post and is one of the bird dogs on this, is asking some really good questions this morning. I'm going to talk more about this coming up just a little bit later. But I just think people need to understand that there's more to this guy than meets the eye. And why, you know, among the many things I want Kash Patel to tell me is why more wasn't done with the investigation into this. Chris Ray certainly mishandled it from what we can tell, because we're only starting to get a glimpse of what this guy was really all about. Why is it taking so long?
I don't know.
It's a mystery to me.
I mean, you think of like the other assassination people, right, in the history of the U.S., how much press those stories went on and on and on. This story just went completely quiet. Like, there was no final report given, no, you know, summary of the gaffes of the Secret Service that day. Why were they undermanned? Why was there no drone? Why was there access to any rooftop anywhere in the vicinity?
Right.
I mean, and the fact that the public saw him up there, but no officer, no police person interceded and he was up there for 10 minutes prior to the shoot. Just so many unknowns that the general public deserves answers to. And it just seems like mum's the word. Like, they're not even going to talk about it. And I'm shocked that the president hasn't pushed for more answers.
And he did ask.
Well, he has,
but,
right.
Nothing's come out yet. So yeah. We'll talk more about what Miranda is reporting on this morning coming up shortly. Right now, let's get you a check of business, please. All right, Dom Savino. I thought sure Nicole Murray would be back. Did she get stranded in the Philippines or something?
Well, so the good news is I'm here on schedule. She's supposed to be in on Wednesday. The
bad
news is
okay.
We're not 100% sure if she's going to be here on Wednesday. So trying to get back from the other side of the world is a lot easier said than done, especially nowadays.
Oh, yes. I know.
No question.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to hear some of her stories from that trip.
Oh,
that's got to be fantastic. Hey, how did Rutgers do this weekend?
Rutgers football had a bye this week. So
okay. So you won. That was a win.
That's right.
So Mizzou had a big victory this weekend, too.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
That's
and
a good thing.
Stomped them pretty good.
Yeah. So
now, Kentucky, meanwhile, your alma mater, 5-5. A bowl still possible.
How about that? Man, they're pulling a
victory from the jaws of defeat.
That's right.
It looked like our season was tanking, and then all of a sudden They get an upset of Florida. And,
boy, a big upset over Tennessee Tech. Who the heck is that? That's who they played. Wait, I'm like, what?
I said to Dan earlier, some people pad their schedule with Kentucky. We pad our schedule with Tennessee State, Middle Tennessee State. Middle Tennessee Tech.
Just got to play who you're scheduled.
That's right.
That
exactly. That's what you got to do. So what's happening out there?
Yeah, we'll start on Wall Street, guys. Futures are mostly higher heading into a big week for the market. It's because we're going to get earnings reports from retail giants Walmart, Home Depot, plus AI leader NVIDIA. Friday, the Dow and S&P 500 wrapped up what was a roller coaster week with a small gain. There was pain for tech stocks last week as investors reconsider the whole AI trade. Boeing's got another deal with one of its top clients. Emirates says it's ordering another 65 planes from Boeing's long-range 777 series. The deal cements Emirates' position as the world's largest buyer of jumbo jets. Boeing has also agreed to carry out a feasibility study for an even larger version of what's already the world's largest twin-engine jetliner. Relief for airlines and travelers alike ahead of the holidays. As of this morning, the FAA has ended all shutdown-related flight restrictions, which had been limiting flights at some of America's largest airports. The agency says it made the decision now that air traffic controllers are returning to work. There are only 29 canceled flights nationwide this morning, and hardly anything other than on time on the board at Lambert. About time. Add Tesla to the long list of American companies trying to separate themselves from China. The Wall Street Journal reports the electric car maker is now requiring suppliers to exclude Chinese components when building cars here in the States. Tesla has reportedly been frustrated with fluctuating costs amid the ongoing trade dispute between the two countries. The cost for Medicare Part B premiums will rise about 10% next year. That's going to wipe out about a third of the increase to Social Security benefits. Part B covers doctors and hospital outpatient services. The government says it's going up to $202.90 starting in January. That'll be the first time Part B premiums top $200. And guys, two of America's most embattled retail chains are hoping for a little bit of a Christmas miracle. Starting today, a frozen peppermint hot chocolate drink will be available only at Starbucks cafes inside Target stores. It's the first ever drink collaboration between the two companies, and they need a jolt. Target has seen back-to-back quarters of slumping foot traffic. Starbucks, meanwhile, is a year into a turnaround plan, but it's closing stores, cutting workers, and facing strikes. Not a recipe for success.
Darn shame I'll never taste one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, you're not using that to lure me into Target. I don't think so.
No.
Frozen peppermint hot chocolate's not going to get you?
No.
And there's a lot of other good coffee shops besides
that's
Starbucks.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Dom, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Yep, take care. I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't think I've stepped foot in a Target since they put the women's swimsuits with the little extra material in the front out in the front of their stores a couple years ago.
And the whole month-long LGBTQ section we have to deal with
the Rainbow
Coalition, right?
I will not spend any of my hard-earned money at Target this year. Just no interest in that whatsoever.
See, and I'm kind of along the same lines with Starbucks. I mean, I'm glad to see that we're getting more options, the Seven Brews and the different other chains and it just seemed like they had a monopoly, number one, on the coffee world. And then just some of their woke positions on things have always... why do you have to go there? Just be a coffee
shop. Am I the outlier here? Because explain this to me. I will drive past like a Seven Brew. There's one over there off Mid Rivers Mall Drive. I think it's a Seven Brew. Mm-hmm. Close to the Farm and Home. And at 5 o'clock at night, I'm just out there going to Farm and Home because I love to just go browse.
I know
at
what
Farm
you're
going to
say.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I think to myself, why is there a line of cars wrapped around a coffee shop at 5 o'clock at night? What the hell? I drink enough coffee before 7 a.m. to float a boat. Here's my coffee mug. It's huge, right?
Yep.
But I will never have another drop of coffee after the show's over, and I'll probably be done before then, to be honest with you. And I don't want coffee late in the day because I have to go to bed.
Yeah,
at some point.
I'm
who's drinking coffee at 6 o'clock at night? Unless you work late shift.
It's every day. I mean, you look at those shops. Woo. It doesn't matter morning, noon, night. They're always seem to be busy. There's always people in those drive-throughs.
I know.
And Starbucks is the same way. I don't know if it's maybe people who might work getting off work, they need a jolt to, you know, before they go to their kids' games or before
their bedtime,
you know what I mean?
Routine or whatever.
Yeah, they're tired. They've worked a long day and they need a little jolt to get them through the evening with the kids. That's all I could think of because I'm just, like you. I get my coffee fixed in the morning. And there's no way, especially with our schedule, you know, with this morning show, I'm in bed by like 9 o'clock. There's no way I'm having a big cup of coffee at six.
Maybe
you know?
We just start a Zen drive-through. What do you think?
Right.
Just sell those little packets with the caffeine in them, and you don't have to buy a whole coffee.
Oh,
$4 hit the road.
Never done the Zen before. No.
Well, I haven't either, but okay. I know it's pretty popular these days for sure.
I could use a little Zen in my life. That's for sure.
Chuck Schumer wanted to ban it.
Really?
Zen. Yeah.
Huh.
He didn't like it. He didn't like Zen.
Well, isn't the federal government also going after that PC? Was it the TCH?
Oh, then the hemp.
Yeah,
I think it was in that. I think it was in that.
Feds were trying to put a limit.
I think
on
it was
that.
In that bill that they just passed.
Did they approve it?
I think so.
So there's going to be restrictions now on.
I believe
THC
on some of the
stuff
that you can buy at just over the counter convenience stores and stuff. They've been trying to. I know the police in Missouri have been trying to rein that in for a while now, but I think it was in that federal bill. I'll have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure I read that.
Huh.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Coming up, we're going to get to in other news. Stay tuned for that next hour. Our friend Jeff Manasso is going to tune in. So you know that the president's been talking about bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States. Maybe the first and certainly so far the biggest evidence of that is about to start happening. And here we are, what, 11 months into his presidency. We're going to talk to Jeff about that at 7:35.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Five. Stay tuned.
In other news,
All right, little rock and roll news to start things off here, Dan. I'm going to take two of these back-to-back since they're sort of kind of connected. Do you know the name David Coverdale?
Do not.
Yes.
You do.
You do, Ethan. Who is
of course.
It? You win.
He is the lead singer of Whitesnake.
He is. And guess what?
And did Coverdale Page.
He did. And apparently it was in a band before that. But he has announced he is retiring.
He is retiring.
Because I guess at some point in your 80s, you cannot hit the high notes anymore. I don't know. But he's getting out of the music biz. Listen to this.
David Coverdale is calling it a day. The 74-year-old Whitesnake frontman announced Thursday that he's officially hanging up his platform shoes and skin-tight jeans after more than 50 years of rock and roll glory. The Here We Go Again singer thanked everyone in a video.
Everyone who's assisted and supported me on this incredible journey, all the musicians, the crew, the fans, the family, it's amazing.
With a raised glass.
Yep, there you go. He's out. He's done. So if you missed their final tour, whenever that was, you'll never see them again. See, honey, if you're listening this morning, this is why I always go see these aging rock stars, because you never know when it might just be over.
When they just pull the plug, say, I'm done.
Thank you.
No more.
It justifies every dollar I've spent.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yes,
no, it doesn't.
David Lee Roth,
When I saw him, at least I saw him. I was in the same room with him. That was good.
And some of these dudes need to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, get this. So Dennis DeYoung, who still sounds great at his advanced age, of course, lead singer of Styx, is condemning the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in a scathing post because they waited so long to induct Bad Company that Paul Rogers was unable to sing due to health concerns. He's like, they should have done this years ago.
Yes.
Because, they need to promote singers that actually rock. It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Preach.
And they've waited so long. Like, Triumph is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How is that a thing?
Judas Priest is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
No.
But
Dolly Parton is.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry.
And Bad Company was bad.
I know.
They were so good. Oh, man. Okay, so talking about, how Coverdale's calling it quits because he's 80 now and he needs to slow down, right?
75, however, yeah.
Is that all he is?
75?
I think she said 74, 75.
Okay, so Jonathan Karl, if you guys don't know who Jonathan Karl is, he's the ABC News White House correspondent. He recently was on a podcast on Daily Beast, and he was just marveling at President Trump's stamina. He says that the best time that he could actually get phone calls through to the president would be at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night, or at 6 a.m. in the morning. Those were the best times that he could call. He said the guy never sleeps. It was amazing to him, just as he traveled around on Air Force One and followed him around and covered his campaign. He said he's never seen anything like it. The energy level of that guy at 79 is outrageous.
Is he selling a book?
No, he just said nobody in the press corps could keep up. Like with his pace, it was like everybody in the press corps would be wiped out, and Trump's calling a newser at 9 o'clock at night.
It was amazing.
I did read that some of the members of his cabinet, when they travel with him, they can't get any sleep because he doesn't sleep, and if he's awake, he expects you to be awake.
That's exactly what Joanna Coles, who was interviewing him, said is like, do you know that like we don't get any sleep with the president because he literally will wake up at midnight and wake up everybody in the press corps. I got something to say. And they all wake up with it.
And on a related note, they're installing a 7 brew in the new Air Force One.
Yes, exactly. That's funny.
Because everybody needs the caffeine to get them through.
Exactly.
No doubt about that. All right. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk more about that hemp story Dan brought up a few minutes ago, because it's true, and apparently the Missouri hemp industry is pretty concerned about what this is going to be and the impact it's going to have on hemp products right here in the state of Missouri. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up in the next hour. Jeff Manasso is going to join us with that big business announcement of investment in the U.S., and we've got some Guns and Hoses tickets to give away every day this week. That's still coming up right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.